Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
16-hour workday for people there with two rain delays, two games. Pirates won the back half of the doubleheader, a Paul Skeens game. Skeens didn't factor into the decision what else is new, but they beat the best team in baseball 8-4, which usually is cause for minor celebration. Hey, we beat a really good team. Nice. Well, it's not when your setup man in the middle of a game is jumping up in the air like he's Theo Ratliff trying to block a shot to slap a Pirates fan, allegedly, in the face during the game. Noah Hyles was there. And Noah joins us right now. Is he on the phone or is he on the video call here, Dom?
He's on the phone.
Hello, Noah.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. It's just been brought to my attention that maybe some of this ground was covered on the morning show, but I've been told in radio that audiences change every 15 minutes. So there's that. Yep. Did you cover the ground of the slapping and what caused it? I know what Santana said, but there's scuttlebutt in clubhouses, and maybe you heard more about that, and maybe you've heard even more about that since you talked about it this morning.
No, I mean, I haven't heard a ton more about it, Andrew. I mean, my big takeaway is, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. I've been around Dennis Santana since the moment he arrived in Pittsburgh. He's a very calm, relaxed guy, as he kind of pointed out,
following the
doubleheader. And it makes me really wonder, I mean, what could have set him off to do that? He's been in the big leagues for 8 years. He's played in some really big markets, and he's never had anything like that happen before. He took accountability for it. He admitted that it was wrong, but he said, I believe at least three times, that a line was crossed. So if he's not willing to share what that line was, then, you know, we weren't going to find out that night. It seemed like the team had his back in the clubhouse.
So they thought it was justified then. Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to say that, but I will say one thing that was very interesting to me was, I remember during a part of the interview with Dennis, I turned around and looked behind the scrum, and there was probably four or five Pirates pitchers lined up, maybe 5 feet behind reporters, kind of listening in to what was said. And I think that they were all kind of, you know, concerned for their teammate in that spot. I mean, this is, you got to remember last year, a Latin player did something, and it wasn't along these lines, but he spoke to the media without a translator, and his words kind of got taken out of context, and it created a huge, huge issue, one that probably didn't need to arise.
That was with the Mets, where the guy said, this team sucks, and I can't wait to get out of here, and then he got released for it after that.
Exactly. So yep. I think, like, during that tense situation where every bit of context matters, it stood out to me that the Pirates were keeping an eye out on their teammate, who they knew was in a very rough spot, and they wanted to make sure that he told his story the best way possible for his chances of continuing to be a productive baseball player moving forward.
He's got to get suspended, right? I mean, Pham told guys to go play with themselves and got suspended, you try to attack a fan, and there's probably going to be a big suspension regardless of what those players said to him, right?
Yeah, I would have to assume that that's going to be the case. I can't even venture to guess what that punishment will look like, simply because I've never covered anything like that. And you can look at different instances in different sports leagues, but every case is different. I think it's going to be something that's going to be extensively reviewed, and I think it's going to be something that's probably appealed whenever, because I think the MLBPA is going to have a strong stance that defends Dennis. I don't know if they're going to ever go out and say that his actions were justified, but I think the full context of this situation really does matter when you're deciding if this is, you know, a short suspension, a long suspension, a suspension that includes a fine, all of it. It's something that you can't just figure out and divvy out a punishment instantly for.
Do you think that he will get a more lenient sentence because it was a slap and not a punch? Do you think slap is less egregious than punch? Punch tells me you're trying to do more damage. I think slap is more disrespectful if you're trying to slap a grown man in the face, but you're not trying to do as much damage if it's slap versus punch. You're not trying to put the man in the ground, if you will.
I mean, I'm sure that argument will be made. I don't know. I mean, I think
you seem to not have an opinion on that, when I feel like you have an opinion on any number of things. You don't feel like there's a slap versus punch debate to be had here?
The slap versus punch debate, I mean, that's been covered by Dave Chappelle. That's been covered by a plethora.
Oh, and now because they've covered that ground, you feel like there's enough's already been said on the topic? You have no opinion on it? You plead ambivalence?
I don't know. I was going to give an answer, but you interrupted me. I was going to say, I think every bit of context will be considered when his punishment is being decided. Was he didn't run into the stands. Did he try to grab someone? Was he just trying to take a swipe to kind of scare him away? I don't know. I'm sure he'll explain his side of the story a little bit further to the people who decide his punishment. And maybe the slap versus punch thing does come into play. But like I said, I mean, I personally can't give an informed answer on that because I've never decided if that was grounds for a heftier punishment.
Now, what happened with Pham? If those fans were yelling at him, "Hey, buddy, you haven't had an extra base hit since April 26th," and he said, "Well, that's not cool. It's true, but I don't like people saying that. I'm going to have security throw these fans out of the game." Well, that doesn't seem right. So do we know exactly what went on there? Pham has been involved in many incidents, not many good plays lately. And he was also part of the chaos in Detroit last night.
Yeah, that one was also interesting. Tommy was not available to talk to us after the game, so we didn't get really any answers on that. Don Kelly's explanation was he didn't hear what happened, but apparently Tommy took offense to something somebody said, and he had those guys removed, and they were removed pretty quickly. I mean, we see that in a lot of sports, like especially basketball. I feel like that happens a lot in the NBA, where a guy will be upset with what a fan sitting courtside said, and those fans are removed. I don't know what was said, so it's hard to judge if it was.
Well, let's just say hypothetically that they were chanting 194, 194, 194 repeatedly.
Then yeah, that's not worth being.
I agree.
What was more interesting to me is Tommy took it upon himself to stop play and address the issue. Like, he wasn't batting. He wasn't on the field. He was in the batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
And
he called a timeout for the whole game?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go back and watch it, he walked.
Time. Hold on here, guys.
I swear, that's what happened.
We have an international incident. These men are calling me out my below the Mendoza line stats here.
I don't want to joke about that, because if they were saying things that were inappropriate,
I agree.
He was justified to react.
Yep,
However,
I'm with you on that.
Regardless of what was said, I thought the big thing that certainly stood out to me, I was watching the game. It's the top of the 10th inning, and I'm like, why is Tommy Pham walking on the field right now? And I mean, he was on deck, but he started walking toward the umpire, and then he started pointing at the fans in the stands.
Wow.
He himself kind of stopped the play. And I don't know if I can ever remember that happening from someone who wasn't between the lines.
Yeah.
Where if they
I have not
know,
seen
were
that.
In the field. Yeah, that was that was interesting, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot more about that in the next hour when the clubhouse opens.
Noah, thank you. You had a marathon day last night, and you've had a doubleheader today as well, so we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Tony. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That was a Bucko Minute with Noah Hyles, and we would have had the Bucko Minute bed coming back, but Dom is dropping the ball today.
You didn't tell me it was a Bucko Minute.
I mean, it's 2:35. You should know that by now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.